Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also editor at the Pre-Market Prep website. Now Joel, a lot for us to talk about again today because we are seeing weakness pretty much across the board. U.S. equity markets are being sold today and down almost 2% across the board. The NASDAQ just broke little below 2% down for today. And we're seeing really weakness across the board. The only things that I'm seeing that are actually garnering a buy are the U.S. dollar. That bounced to about flat for the day. Bonds are getting bought. TLT is up about 1.5% here. That's pushing the 10-year yield down to now about 1.45. So a big pullback in yields as well. Joel, make sense of all this. I realize that people are still a bit concerned about this new variant, but there is also comments from Powell today that is really making people rethink, well, just how quickly the Fed is going to taper here. Please break that down for us.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for having me, Corey and Chad, today. I called him Pumping Powell for a long time because he just pumped money into the system. He did it to bring us out of the COVID-19 crisis. And the words that, he's been standing by is transitory inflation and how it's temporary, the supply chains constraints. And he did a 360 today, speaking in front of the Senate Banking Committee. He said, quote, "We can retire the term transitory when it comes to inflation." And then speaking to the supply chain, he says that, they're not easing. So, the whole investment world saw that the inflation wasn't transitory. But now you're hearing it from the head honcho and just, the way these markets are programmed, way the algorithms are programmed. I mean, you're going to get nothing but extended selling off that kind of statement. And not what the street wanted to hear. So we're inflicting some serious technical damage here in the markets today.
Well, Joel, another thing that Powell said is he said, with the risk of inflation having increased, it's appropriate to consider wrapping up the tapering a few months sooner. So we had floated that idea out there to a number of people over the last couple of weeks. Do you think they'd wrap it up sooner? Some thought, they barely will get done with what they've stated, or no, they'll stick with June. But he's now signaling that he wants to wrap the tapering up a few months sooner, which means they're going to pull more of the accommodation out of the market quicker. Do you think that has something to do with it?
Yeah. I mean, he is moving up his projections for in inflation now to persist into, late into 2022. So when you have that kind of catalyst behind the market, that kind of, dovish talk, and then on one speech, it turns into something extremely hawkish. I mean, that's the market. That's how the market's going to react. And he tried to, avoid doing that for as long as possible. Right now, the statistics are bearing it out. And, it's just like trading, investing, or, arguing with your wife. You got to admit you're wrong every once in a while and take your beating. So, there's also, inflation in the stock market, right? And inflated prices. And I think you've seen that, with the recent run. But these kind of resets in the market are good. It's good to get these kind of pullbacks. Obviously, we've seen the buy the dip mentality prevail time and time again. Well, this time it's a little different circumstances because you have the, looming higher rates. And then, you have, the recent variant, Omicron variant. And I was just kind of surprised the way he approached that. It could threat to the economy. I mean, these things take a while, to play out. We don't even know what the short-term impacts are. We don't know what the hospitalization rates are. So I just think he just wanted this, get it off his chest, everything in one day. And that's how the market's reacting. I mean, crude oil crashing is not helping. A lot of, nothing helping out. Nothing helping out today. All bad news, and that's being reflected in the price action.
Yeah, crude's one that just stands out to me because it wasn't that long ago that it was in the mid-80s, and now it's the mid-60s. Crude's down over 5% just today again. Been a big drop there, but it's been a big drop across the board. And as I mentioned, it's the U.S. dollar and bonds that are up. Is that telling us anything about investor mentality, where when investors seem to get scared, that's where they're going to rotate their money into?
Yeah, I think so. You know, 1.5-2%, a little bit better than, you know, losing 3-6%. You know, gold is not playing out as a safe haven. You know, Bitcoin has had its run, but, you know, on days like that, it's trading down more on a percentage basis of the market. So people are looking to places to hide. Gold hasn't been the place. You know, the cryptocurrencies as of late haven't been the place. You know, these growth tech stocks, you know, higher inflation goes, you know, the more it diminishes the impact of their future earnings. So just, flight to quality and flight to safety. That's what the market's doing. That's why you're seeing the bonds up today. They're totally ignoring the banks with higher interest rates looming. So the only stock, my main screen, the only thing I see strongly in the red is Apple. And that's up 1.6%. I haven't checked for individual news on that. But, you know, reopening, stay at home, high interest rates, low interest rates. It seems like, you know, tech has been the place to be. Apple obviously having a great performance today. But I guess if you're looking for places to hide in like, a reopening or lockdown environment, you know, maybe looking for some tech stocks that are on sale today.
Well, Joel, just along that line of thinking and just sticking with kind of the safe haven aspect that did well when everything else has been crashing, if you look at the VIX, it's up 22% today, which is a big move for the VIX. It had been in the teens forever, and now it's at 28. So that just shows there's more volatility in the surface, but also that more traders are finally hedging their bets with options. And so they're finally, you know, taking out hedges against their long position. Do you think we actually may see kind of a reshuffling of the deck here, because we'd seen poor market breadth across the board? Could there be some new sectors that arise from the ashes here as the new Phoenix? Is there any sectors you have your eyes on besides tech that you think may take over leadership position here and moving forward?
Besides technology, I mean, your healthcare stocks, you know, I mean, Pfizer and some of these other ones have performed well with the COVID vaccines, but overall, they've been in the dumps for a long time. And a rising tide kind of lifts those ships, but like when the ship is sinking, there's really not going to be a sector that pops out. And well, under, you know, I'm not calling this a bear market by any means, but, you know, sometimes it's, you know, there's nowhere to hide. And the price action that you're seeing today kind of gives that feeling. It's not gold, it's not oil, except for Apple, it's not the tech stocks. So to be honest with you, Shad, I really can't tell you what that diamond's rough is going to be under the current circumstances. It's certainly not retail. Retail came off a good Q3 earnings season, and holiday shopping not as good as expected. So, no, frankly, I can't tell you where to hide.
Well, the other thing is, we don't know how this is all going to play out, how the variant's going to play out, if there's going to be another variant, and just how much these markets could sell off, thanks to the Fed maybe tapering quicker. But one thing to consider, the S&P, even with the sell-off in the last, well, few trading days, still up about 23% for the year. So it has been a good year. Investors have made money in some sectors. But Joel, as we transition then into next year, what is going to be important here? Is it still all about the Fed and COVID in your eyes?
Yeah, really. And I mean, let's go beyond next year. Right. I think that you've had a major change. Pandemics don't last a year or 2 years. This is something that's going to be around for a long time. And, you know, whatever vaccines come out, whatever the, you know, the economic impact is, I mean, it's here to stay. So, yeah, the COVID's going to be something to deal with, you know, in 2022, 2023 and beyond. We were discussing this morning on our pre-market prep show. It's really the death rate. You know, I mean, it's the hospitalization rates. I mean, how many times in your life have you heard the hospitals are full? You're sick and you don't want to go to the hospital because the hospitals are full. We're getting near capacity here in Michigan. So, I think it'd be COVID-dominated headlines. If the deaths start to, pick up in the U.S. and across the country, and then I think you'd see, you'll see that, unfortunately, see some of that price action that we had back in March of April of 2020. The only difference is the market's coming from a much higher level, right? I mean, we did have a significant sell-off. So market never reacts, the same way twice to something. There's always some kind of caveat, but interest rates, COVID, be dominating the end of now 2022. As far as the interest rates and inflation, 23 is a little beyond my crystal ball, but COVID's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. But Joel, one other thing I just want to quickly touch on here, and it's a little discussion we had before we started recording here, is that if markets keep on dropping and people are losing money in the markets and maybe consumer confidence drops a little bit, would that be enough to slow down some of this inflation that is running hot? Because quite frankly, it is this hotter inflation that is forcing the Fed's hands. Does this play more into psychology? Would a falling market be enough to maybe slow some of the buying in the retail sector?
Thanks, you're going to get people talking about stagflation, right? You don't want to hear that dirty word. So, the debt in the markets, really, if you look at things on a relative basis, we're 150 points off the all time high, right? We're still there, right? So, I mean, it's not. I'll agree with you that the slowing the consumer spending, can bring things down a little bit, but I think the Fed got a little bit behind the eight ball. And I mean, no one's giving crude going down like that. Yeah, it's going to hurt oil stocks, but look how that could be good for the airline industry. Look how that could be good for the restaurant industry. The only thing is that if you're in a COVID environment, people are not going to be flying. People are not going to be going out to restaurants. So just so many different factors at work here that you have to take into account. It might slow down the consumer spending, but just too many other unknowns out there in the market just to plant your flag here at 45.75 in the S&P 500 and say, yeah, everything's okay. We're going right back up.
Yeah, it's real tough to take any sort of conviction, I think, in any of these markets right now, because this month especially is now finally brought back in some more of these bearish comments. And quite frankly, again, it was led by COVID, the new variant, and now the Fed maybe ramping up their tapering program. Still, so many unknowns around both of those. Joel, thank you, as always, for your time, buddy. It's great having you on the show. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Yep, I just want to throw in there, we do have an event coming up on December 11th, tape reading and order flow, how to get more out of the markets, whether you're short-term or long-term investor. It's always good to learn how to get the best executions in the market and learn how to read the order flow, tape reading. Important things for everybody, go to premarketprep.com. You can use the promotion code PMPP10 and get 10% off. That's going to be on Saturday, December 11th.
All right. I'll post a link below this interview so everyone can learn more and sign up for that webinar. Joel, thanks again for your time, buddy.
Okay. Talk to you guys next week.